Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The presidential election battle rages on. Biden leads in the polls, but don't forget that 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton was leading, and the Trump victory shocked the world. And think about this. In one respect, whoever wins rural America and agriculture will come out on top. President Trump's victory in the last election would never have happened if rural America had not carried him across the finish line. And candidate Clinton, referring to the rural voters and people of the heartland, is deplorable. Well, that gave Trump the election. Well, today's election, just around the corner, is different. Vice President Biden has been meeting with rural and farm voters. He's been in the farm states. Also, other Democratic candidates continue to reach out to the voters that had been forgotten before. Rural America is at last getting the respect and attention deserved. New subject, 1 week ago, it was announced that the United Nations World Food Program would receive the Nobel Peace Prize. When we're out in the field picking corn or sorting pigs, we don't even think about the World Food Program. But I think the World Food Program is a big deal. The WFP provides food to 100 million people in 88 countries. Those people are desperate as they face food insecurity and hunger. And with the coronavirus pandemic, we have seen a dramatic rise in the number of people living on the brink of starvation. That's reported by the Nobel Committee. David Beasley, former governor of South Carolina, is the World Food Program executive director, and he had this to say: World Food Program is out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world. Whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes, it doesn't matter. Well, I have a special place in my heart for the World Food Program. The U.S. is the program's largest donor, providing 43% of the total $6.3 billion. Also, the United States has an organization supporting the World Food Program, and that is the Friends of the World Food Program. I served on that board for several years and came to appreciate the unselfish, huge volume of food made available to desperate people all over the world. So to the Nobel Selection Committee, the World Food Program was the right choice. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.